Your evening newscast is brought to you by Tri-County FS Lawn Care. Now is the time to call Tri-County FS Lawn Care to schedule your custom lawn application program. Offering installment plans and online bill pay, your lawn can be the best on the block. Call 618-498-5534. Local family files lawsuit against Amazon. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. On Monday, Clifford Law Offices announced that they will file a lawsuit on behalf of the family of a 26-year-old delivery driver, Austin McEwen, who was killed after he was working at an Amazon distribution center in Edwardsville, Illinois, when a tornado struck that facility December 10th of last year. The Clifford Law Firm said McEwen was an independent contractor of Amazon. He was driving for an Amazon delivery service partner. He was one of numerous individuals required to work during an Amazon peak season when management knew that conditions were highly unsafe as tornado warnings had been issued. The firm pointed out those warnings had been issued as early as December 9th, the prior day. Many more details on the case are online at riverbender.com. The Calhoun County Sheriff's Office issued information today regarding guilty pleas as a result of an extensive and thorough investigation conducted by their department, which uncovered an auto theft ring operating out of St. Louis, Missouri. The investigation also assisted in the arrest of numerous other individuals in neighboring counties. On December 1st, 2020, the Calhoun County Sheriff's Office received multiple reports of vehicle burglaries and motor vehicle theft in the village of Hardin. Throughout the following week, that department conducted an extra patrol in an attempt to thwart any future crimes. Just before 2 a.m. on December 7th, Deputy Zach Hardin with the Calhoun Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop. The driver, Kristen Zinzelmeyer, 32 of St. Peters, Missouri, was originally arrested on offenses of driving while having a revoked license, an uninsured motor vehicle, and improper use of registration. Two passengers were present in that vehicle. They were also taken into custody for the offense of obstructing justice. Many more details on the case and how it pertains to the auto theft ring are online at riverbender.com. Alton VFW Post 1308 has announced a special scholarship opportunity for Special Force veterans with a deadline of June 1st of this year. The scholarship is in memory of Captain James Ahn, a graduate of UC Riverside and the Claremont McKenna College Army ROTC program. He died in 2015 during a parachute training operation while participating with his Special Forces unit in Washington State. The VFW said, "For all of us who knew and loved James, he'll never be forgotten. He was the consummate person and professional who was respected by everyone he came in contact with." In James' honor, the annual scholarship of $1,000 is sponsored for a Special Force veteran who's working towards the completion of a higher education degree. If you'd like to know more about the scholarship opportunity, you can find a link online at riverbender.com. Trimpey Middle School's girls basketball program took a bow at halftime of the Civic Memorial Varsity Lady Eagles game Thursday to honor stellar seasons by all three of the teams, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls. Calling them successful could be an understatement. The 6th grade team had a season record of 14-3. 7th graders came in first place in their conference, 10-0 and 23-3 overall. And the 8th grade girls were 10-0 in their conference, finishing the season with an overall record of 24-2. Over the last 2 years, they've accumulated an 8th grade record of 39-2. Former Edwardsville track star Brandon Battle, who made IHSA history sweeping the 100, 200, and 400-meter races at the 2021 state meet, got off to a tremendous start in his career at the University of Arkansas, running the second fastest time in the world this season indoors in the 400 meters at the Arkansas Invitational Indoor Meet at Randall Tyson Track Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Brandon ran the 400 in 46.59 seconds, a career best for Battle, who also had other accolades at the meet. You can find those and a detailed scoring of the event online at riverbender.com. This newscast was made possible by Tri-County FS Lawn Care. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.